Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News, where we bring you the latest updates from the region that's flying high in the skies of innovation. I'm Emma, and joining me is Daniel.
Thanks for having me, Emma. It's a really exciting time for the aerospace sector, especially in the Northwest, and we've got some big topics to cover today.
Absolutely, Daniel. As we're about to dive into the key issues facing the aviation industry, it's important to remember that 2024 is shaping up to be a pivotal year for the sector. With a general election on the horizon, there's a lot at stake.
And with that in mind, Caroline Litchfield from Brabner's has been highlighting the importance of a clear industrial strategy for the aviation industry. What does she mean by that, Emma?
Well, Caroline has been engaging with firms across the region, and it's clear that a fully refreshed industrial strategy could be a game changer. It's something that many businesses are hoping for as they look to the future.
Right, I see. So what's the big picture here? What's the current state of the aviation sector in the Northwest?
The sector is ready to capitalize on recent government investments, especially with the advanced manufacturing funding and the regional investment zones. It's a chance for northern firms to really take off.
That sounds promising, but there must be some challenges as well. What are the key issues that the industry is facing currently?
One of the biggest challenges is the need for a clear industrial strategy. Firms are excited about the £4.5 billion in new funding, but they need more details on how it will be allocated and when they can expect tangible benefits.
I see, so the money is there, but the devil is in the detail, as they say. What's the timeline for this funding and how does it fit into the broader picture?
The funding runs from 2025 to 2030, and it includes just under £1 billion for the aerospace sector, specifically to support the transition to net zero. It's a pivotal opportunity, but the details need to be worked out.
Right, and what about the skills gap? I've heard that's a big concern for the industry.
That's exactly right. The skills gap is a major issue, with over 10,000 job vacancies across the sector. 3/4 of companies report that skills shortages are having a major impact on their operations.
Wow, that is quite a challenge. So what's being done to address this skills gap?
There's a strong focus on collaboration between academia and industry. The introduction of T-levels is a step in the right direction, but it's going to take time and resources to build a sustainable skills pipeline.
That makes sense, and I suppose it's important to engage with underrepresented communities to provide new pathways into the industry.
Absolutely. The Brabner's True North Network has been a key player in these discussions, and there's a strong willingness for increased collaboration. It's all about creating a consistent plan that nurtures industrial growth.
So what's the role of the government in all of this? It seems like they need to provide clarity and support.
Exactly. The government needs to engage with the sector as it seeks to plan for the changing industrial landscape. It's about providing certainty, regardless of which political party is in power.
Right, and it's not just about government support. The industry itself needs to maintain an open dialogue and collaborate effectively.
That's right. By providing this clarity and embracing one another's successes, the UK aviation industry can continue to be at the forefront of international innovation.
Well, it's clear that 2024 is a pivotal year for the aviation industry in the Northwest. With the right strategy and collaboration, there's a lot of potential for growth and innovation.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us today, Daniel. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. Stay tuned for more updates from the region that's flying high in the skies of innovation.